Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Leading Life Large. This is Rob Braun. It is Tuesday, January 7th, and welcome. Welcome to day two of my final 5 days here on Blog Talk Radio. If I did not mention yesterday, and I don't know that I did, but I want to make sure to thank all of you that have been my followers throughout these years. This is my fourth year here on Blog Talk Radio, and as we're wrapping up, it's not a sad conclusion, but it's a happy conclusion because I'm simply moving on to a larger format where I can get some more support and hopefully a larger reach out there on Voice America. So thank you so much, and you honor me for those of you that have followed throughout the years. And, you know, we started with small numbers in the beginning and you know, created quite a following toward the end. What's important for me is that there was a large number of you toward the end that found that there was great, great value to continue to come back week after week, and I am glad for you. So Leading Life Large is indeed your opportunity to take a look at where it is in your life that you may not be living full on, and there's reasons why. It certainly isn't because you don't want it, but there may be some things that have gotten in your way, and my role is to help maybe uncover that and shine a light on some areas that maybe you need to take a look at for yourself. Now, as I mentioned before, this is going to be my final 5 shows this week. And yesterday I talked quite a bit about how important it is that we look at where we came from and we truly honor that. We don't judge it as wrong or a mistake or anything. And that includes even the very, very tough experiences that we have had, that you have had, that I have had. If you are like me, you may have experienced some incredible losses along the way, some times in your life when life has really knocked the crap out of you, but it hasn't knocked you all the way out. The fact that you're even listening to this program right here and you can say, yes, I've had those kind of experiences, says that you come back. And one of the things, an analogy that I use regularly, for me, I've had times in my life when I've had truly the wind knocked out of me and me knocked down on my butt. And the one thing I always know to be true is I always catch my breath and I always get back up. Our life experiences have helped to get us to where we are today. Right, wrong, good, bad, does not matter. We needed every one of those to get to where we are today. So today, I want you to look at where it is that you are today without judgment, without ridicule, without comparing to anything, and that is to look at your life today and really honor where it is that you are today. Now, if you're listening to this program, you're someone who is seeking answers for yourself. And I don't know at what level you are. Maybe you're playing at a very high level and you're looking to play your game even bigger. Maybe you are on the ground right now and you're trying to catch breath and you're looking for something that's going to help you to be able to catch your breath and stand up and get moving along. It doesn't matter where you are on that path because all of us have been to those places. It's important for you. It's important for me that at where it is that I am today, in this moment, and honor it. Now, it could even be ugly. Doesn't matter. Because ugly is a judgment. Ugly is a perception. Doesn't matter. Now, it may be that I'm not happy with where I am right now. That's okay, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But my belief is that in order for me to be able to move forward with anything, move forward in my business, move forward in relationships, move forward in my finances, which, by the way, finances and business are two separate entities, move forward in my physical health, maybe my spiritual health, move forward in my connection with my community, move forward in my service to humankind, maybe volunteer work, whatever that is. For all of us, and I know certainly for me, there's areas that I want to improve in just about every area of my life. In order for me to be able to move forward and be able to embrace anything that is new or anything that I am gaining, I have got in this moment, I have got to embrace, acknowledge, and honor exactly where I am this very moment. If we look back at what I talked about yesterday, I bless and honor everything that's happened in my life, my experiences, and where I've traveled to get to where I am. And where I am right now is perfect. I don't care where it is perfect. So whether it is that I've got my finances feeling good, my relationship isn't quite right, or maybe my relationship is flat out broken with my significant other or one of my children, I don't want to judge that as good or bad, right or wrong. Maybe my finances are shit. Maybe I've gotten myself into such a tough place because of the economy. Maybe something happened with my home, my business, and I may be at the worst place I've ever been financially. I need to honor and bless exactly where it is that I am. Maybe my physical health I have neglected. I have worked hard. I've not paid attention. And where I am as I'm suffering, I'm in some pain. I need to bless it. I need to honor it. It's exactly where it is I need to be right now. It is perfect. Because here's the deal. If I'm not willing to look at exactly where I am right now, look at it without judgment, without prejudice, and just say, this is where I am. And it's okay for me to say, and I'm not happy with it, but I don't judge it as right or wrong. It is simply where I am. It is only then am I able then to be able to move forward and move into another way of being, whatever that is. So if it's my finances, I blew it. My business failed. Maybe something happened with my home. Maybe I went through a separation or divorce with my spouse. And I'm in this very, very tough financial place. And I'm pissed. Okay. And by the way, pissed is okay. Let's not judge it as right or wrong. It is. I'm in a tough financial place, maybe the worst place I've ever been. This is where I've gotten myself to in this moment, and here I am. And I accept that this is where I am this moment. Doesn't mean that I accept this for tomorrow. It means today, I accept it for where I am this very moment, without judgment. It is only then that am I able to start attracting what it is that I want to move into my life, which is finances. And that means I need to get creative. Maybe I need to get creative in my business. Maybe I need to take on a second job temporarily. And by the way, anything that I'm doing to help better myself that may not be fully in alignment with who I am right now can always be viewed as temporary. And trust me, along the way, I've had temporary jobs that I knew were not me, but I needed to bring money in. I needed finances now. And so temporarily, I took on a position, knowing that that's what I needed to do in that moment. And I have to tell you, my wife was a great, great supporter and a reminder to me when I would either start judging what it was that I was doing or even let my arrogance get the better of me. The reality is, if that's what I needed to do in the moment, then that was perfect in the moment. No matter where it is that you are right now, it's just where you are. Right or wrong, good or bad, forget all that. That will not serve you. If you are 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, don't judge it as bad or ugly or get into shame, which, by the way, shame will never serve you. Look in the mirror and just acknowledge, man, look where I got myself to. I'm 20 pounds overweight, or I'm 40 pounds overweight, or I'm 60 pounds overweight. Look at it, acknowledge it, in fact, embrace it. Because you're not a bad person. You're not a bad person. You're not an ill-intentioned person. Whatever it was that you've done got you to where you are. Right or wrong, good or bad, it's just where you are. And in order for you to be able to move toward who it is that you want to become, who it is that you want to be, or what it is that you want to accomplish or do, whatever that is, It's important that you simply acknowledge and embrace and accept where you are today with love, not with contempt. Now, use that energy, that I'm not okay with where I am today energy, to be able to help start driving you toward where did you want to get to. I was on a phone call today with three very, very good friends of mine. And one of the things we did on this call is we talked about what was not okay for us not to accomplish this year. And we, each of us, laid out, and our intention is to lay out 10 absolute goals, some things we want to accomplish, and to really honor ourselves for where we are right now without judgment, and to put out there where it is we want to get to, and to have witnesses. And that's what we each got to be for one another, as a witness. And so that's something else I'm going to encourage you to do, is whether it's your physical health, it may be your fitness, it may be your weight, it may be your emotional or mental well-being, it may be your spiritual connection, maybe your relationship with your spouse, relationship with your partner, relationship with your children, parents, coworkers, employees. It may be your business. There's something about your business that is just not working and it needs adjustment. Maybe it's your finances. Whatever it is that you're going toward that is unsatisfactory to you today and no longer acceptable moving forward, whatever that is, now start bringing people in. And people that care about you, by the way. It's important that it not be the people that sit by and judge, that sit by and maybe won't be there for you when the going gets really tough. That call, by the way, I was on my friends today. These are friends that I have no doubt whatsoever that they will be by my side and they will be there to challenge me and hold me fiercely accountable to what it is that I put out that I said I want to accomplish, I want for myself because it's important to me, and they're going to support me in doing that no matter what. And that's what you need to surround yourself with. But before you can move on with everything that you're going after, it's important that in this moment today, just for today, or whenever it is that you're listening to this, and you may not be listening live, maybe you download this podcast later on, today, embrace and accept where it is that you are today. Whatever shame you've got, discard it. Shame will not serve you. Shame will only serve to drive you deeper into whatever that hole is you got yourself into. Forget shame. Does not help, does not serve, does not support, doesn't belong. And if there are others around you that want to inflict shame on you, you need to remove them from your circle. And I'll talk about relationships on another day this week. But for today, your job, your task, after, by the way, now if you didn't listen to yesterday's program, stop. Go back and listen to yesterday's program when I talked about what we need to do with our past, our experiences, and then come back here. But if you've done that work yourself, then today, your only job today is to look at where you are and simply accept where you've gotten yourself today. Honor yourself as a human being, as a striving, hardworking, courageous, brave human being, and embrace and honor exactly where it is that you are today. Where you are today is perfect, and bless you for everything that you have done to get you where you are today. Accept it. Not good or bad, not right or wrong, but very lovingly accept you and yourself for where you are today in all areas of your life. Tomorrow, we'll pick up and start moving toward where it is that you want to go. But for yourself today, celebrate yourself, honor yourself, forget the judgment, forget the shame, all that other crap, and certainly forget what others are saying and what others are doing. None of that shit matters, all right? So I said yesterday I would speak anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes. I feel complete here. So once again, your task today is to embrace where you are today. Accept and love where you have gotten yourself, and honor everything you've done to get to where you are. Tomorrow will be a new day. This is Rob Braun. This is Leading Life Large. And this is day two of my final 5 days here on Blog Talk Radio. And I am so honored by all of you that jumped on board and listened to yesterday's program. And I hope you stick with me throughout the week and play these back again. Because I promise you, if you listen to these programs right here, I'm going to set you up for some good stuff to be able to happen for you this year. Let me remind you also that beginning January 15th, that's going to be my debut, January 15th, Wednesday, 1 p.m., I'm going to be moving Leading Life Large over to Voice America, voiceamerica.com. And the beauty of being over there is it's a much larger platform. And what it's going to allow me to be able to do, one, is I've got engineers and I've got sound folks behind that are helping me to do the show while I'm on air. And then we're also going to set it up where you can call in or you can email in during the program live and you can participate and be a part of it. I'm still going to bring a lot of the same great content, only for me, if I'm living my game like I've been talking to you, I'm going to be elevating my game. I'm going to be picking things up and seeing if I can't look for ways to be able to help you to even get more out of what I've been offering each week. So please join me on my inaugural show. It'll be Wednesday, January 15th, 1 p.m. Pacific time. I would love for you to be there. I'd love to hear from you. So please take advantage of me moving my show over to Voice America. But for now, I'm going to say thank you for joining the show today. And remember, tomorrow is not promised. So today is the day for you to get on you accepting exactly where you are today so you can set yourself up for success for this year and beyond. Again, this is Rob Braun, Leading Life Large, signing out. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.